reason, I in my head, I thought we were talking about Sleepaway Camp again.
We were just doing so phenomenally.
Schedule-wise.
These days.
And you and I were so funny. We're like, look at us making a schedule. We're so good.
That one life happened, and we were like, oh, we're not doing what we said we were going to do. Okay.
So welcome back to Horror in Heels. I'm Alicia.
I'm Jen.
And we're talking about the 2015 movie Final Girls. It was good. It was better than the cover art led me to believe. The cover art does look a little hokey. Don't let it take you away.
It's supposed to look like an 80s movie. Like, it looks like a campy 80s movie poster.
It's too campy, though. Like, just a smidgen too campy. I thought it was going to be more comedy-esque because of how campy they made it look, and it wasn't.
I mean, it is pretty comedy. Like, I don't know. I think it's, to me, it
almost had a scary movie feel to it.
Oh, you mean like that, so, like parody?
Full of campiness is what I was anticipating and pleasantly did not receive. I had never seen Scary Movie. We did like that watch the other night. I noped out after 15 minutes. I was like, I knew this wasn't the movie for me. I don't
know. I've never seen them and I have no interest in seeing them. They're just not my cup of tea. I will say 3 and 4 are a little closer to my type of humor because it's more like airplane.
Okay.
That's type humor, the 3 and 4. The first two I've never seen, but 3 and 4 are a little more funny, my type of humor.
Gotcha. So this was not, it's fantastic. I thought the special effects were really good.
Pretty good, yeah. I liked the way the camera moved in some of the scenes, like.
Exactly. Like
swooping around. I thought that was really cool. Well done. Very well done.
So we open up to, I'm going to butcher her poor name because, I do it every time, folks.
You mean Malin Ackerman or Taysom?
No, not Malin Ackerman, the daughter. Taysa
Formiga.
Taysom Formiga?
Taysa Formiga.
Taysa. Yeah. I always want to say Tessa because it looks like Tessa, and I know that's wrong.
Because it's T-A-I-S-S-A, so I hope we're saying it right. I believe it's
Taysa. We hope we are.
Formiga. But her and her sister, of course, is Vera Formiga, who I absolutely love.
Right. They are both wonderful actresses. Taysa is of course from American Horror Story.
And Nun, which she played the younger Vera Farmiga.
Correct. Yes. And then Malin Ackerman, I mean, if we started listing her credits, we'd be here till next week, so we don't need to. It also has, I never know what he, from Pitch Perfect, why am I?
Adam Levine,
who is just hysterical. Yes, you're right.
Okay, because I'm like, wait, isn't that the guy from...
Yes, they have the same...
that's funny. I never...
Or is it Devine? Hold on.
Devine, yes. There, that's what it is, Devine. Because I was like, wait, Adam Levine is the Maroon 5 guy.
Yes.
Okay, that makes more sense.
And then Nina Dobrev, Thomas Middleditch, and Alexander Ludwig, and Elia Sharkat. By the way, the girl never ages. Jesus Christ.
Which one?
Aaliyah. She still looks the way she looked in with the Blum family. You know the show. Arrested Development.
Oh, yes. Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. She could play maybe. Well, she did. Right now.
Yes.
I never realized that was her name. Aaliyah Sharkat. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Mother, daughter hanging out in the car.
We find out that Malin, who plays the mom, is best known for being a scream queen in a campy
bloodbath. Yes.
Just the campiest of.
It's basically adjacent to Friday the 13th.
They're driving down. A cup of soda gets spilled. Mom takes her eye off the road for a split second, really. Yeah. And all of a sudden gets sideswiped, and the car crash is epic.
Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yes. We flash forward to a year later, and they are doing a movie night retrospective of Camp Bloodbath, and the guy who's running it, who's played by Thomas Middleditch,
Duncan,
asks Tassia, what is Tassia's name?
Max.
Asks her to come be at the showing. While they're at the showing,
we've established the mom died in the accident.
So. Oh yes, yeah, sorry, the mom passed away.
Mom is bad. The mom died in the accident. She lived, so for her to go to this event.
Her, Vicky, Duncan, Chris, and Gertie are at this opening, and a really terrible fire breaks out. I mean, that's the insane fire.
Yeah.
I've ever seen break out that quickly. They're doing like reenactments from, some people have parts like props from the movie, and one of the props from the movie is a lighter.
Yeah.
He lights it, but then it drops, and I guess alcohol, it's spilled on some
alcohol. Yeah, someone was drinking, and it was cool because they do it as it's happening in the movie. So somebody like lit a cigarette, and that's when someone lit the thing, and then someone took a drink in the movie, and then someone in the audience took a drink. It was cool the way they did that.
Yeah.
I think that had to do with part, they were saying like that was part of the magic that made it happen.
Gotcha.
Things were happening at the same time. They don't specifically say that, but I feel like that's what it was kind of alluding to. Like, because these things happened at the same time as the movie, that's what opened this portal. Right. Whatever.
Yes. So long story short, they can't find the exit. And Max says to Duncan, aren't there exits through the, like, behind the screen?
Yeah, yeah.
Duncan says yes. Max picks up somebody, has a machete. Because, you know, you would allow somebody to have a machete at the screening.
Yes, of course.
That got through. But she picks it up, and she slices that screen, and they walk through, and they walk right into, wait for it, Camp Bloodbath, the movie. They're right. Now stuck.
Well, yeah, but they don't know they're in the movie. So when they...
Oh, I don't know, but we know.
So they wake up in the woods, and they're like, where the heck are we? And so they're walking around, and all of a sudden this van comes by, and it's got the characters from the movie in the van. And so they're all just staring, like, what
Duncan's
the hell is going on?
Duncan's losing his mind.
Yeah, because he's a big fanboy of the movie.
Yes.
So they're like, they don't say anything, and the van just keeps driving. And then... And it says 92 minutes later as they're walking. So 92 minutes later, the van comes back around and it asks them again how to get to the camp. They still don't know what to say because they're like, they're still trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Van leaves again. And this time Duncan is like, oh, I think he's like, I think I know what's happening. So he starts the timer on his watch. 92 minutes later, the van comes back again. So he's like, oh my God, we're in the movie. So he's like, they say, oh, how do we get to the camp? And he's like, oh, we can show you. Just give us a ride. So they hop in the van to go to the camp.
And this is when poor Max sees her dead mother as a teenager.
Yeah.
You want to know if Alicia cried? Yes. Cried a bunch of times during this movie, guys. This was the first time.
Well, because the way they did it, it was like they get in the van. They're not thinking about her mom being there. And then Adam Devine says, oh, tell Sleeping Beauty back there to wake up. And so then it shows Malin Ackerman. So they all kind of turn and look and see Malin Ackerman kind of slowly stretch and get up. And she sits up and looks right at Max and is like, oh, what's your name? And that's the moment for Max where she realizes that she's going to be in this movie with her mom. So
it was a
well done moment.
It was very well done. Could we also talk about how funny Adam Devine as pretending to be a ladies' man is? Because it's fantastic.
He was my least favorite part of the movie.
We all know that he's a virgin, right? Like
he has to be, yeah.
Only...
But he was my least favorite part of the movie, honestly. Huh?
He was?
Yeah, him as an actor, I do not like him.
Okay.
And I like one movie that he's in, and that's a Netflix rom-com, which is surprising because he's the opposite of romantic to me. But he's very cute in this movie, and it's called The Way We Met or something like that. That's a cute movie. But I don't think that he played – I think he was too much being himself.
Okay.
Like, he wasn't being an 80s leading man. Like, he was supposed to be the leading man of an 80s movie. And those guys are actually cool and have some kind of swag to them. He was being himself. And, like, I think he was trying to make fun of movies more than he should have been, because it was still supposed to be kind of a legit horror movie made in the 80s. And I don't think that he played that role well. I think he was just being Adam Devine, his normal goofy self. And I think it would have been better had, like, the guy who played Chris would have done a good job playing that character. I liked him as Chris, though. I loved him as
Chris. Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't have wanted to lose Chris. I thought he was a very, very good
match.
Word. Well, yes, I mean,
he didn't look like that in the movie, but damn.
Yeah.
He was still cute in the movie, but yes.
Also, I currently have up a picture of Maeve with very short hair. Very cute on her. Just want to say that.
Who with short hair?
Aaliyah. Oh, who plays Gertie. She now has gone for a cut, and it's adorable.
Oh, yeah. I love all her freckles.
And then Tina, who is played by somebody I've never heard, Angela Trimber. Now, she is your typical 80s
movie. She went all out with her character.
She went for it, and I...
Yeah,
I'm here for her.
Yeah. I think she also overdid it a little bit, but not to the point where I didn't like her. Like, she was still able to keep it funny, but she was definitely out there with her.
Yeah.
Her being the slut of the movie. So they get to the camp, and this is where they meet. Well, no, they've already met them because they're in the van. This is where they get to the camp, and they see the building, and now they're just kind of hanging out before the kids come. And one of the counselors walks off like she's supposed to, and they're like, oh no, she's gonna get killed in the woods because she's gonna go have sex with that hitchhiker. So they're like, let's follow her. So they follow her out to the woods. They're hiding behind a log. She starts making out with the hitchhiker, and they see Billy. Billy is the slasher in this one, and of course he's standing there, kills the guy. This movie is surprisingly not violent.
No.
It's not very good. It's not like major kills or anything. The kills are actually super simple.
Yes.
So he kills the hitchhiker, then kills her. Duncan's dumbass decides he's invincible. Why? I don't know. But he
says, because we're not in the original movie.
I know.
He doesn't know what to do with that.
But I'm like, you've already changed.
Figure it out.
I'm like, you've already changed the movie. Why do you think that he won't kill you? Like, you've already changed how the movie's going. So he's standing there, and they're all like, their faces in this scene were great. I think Alexander Ludwig, who plays Chris, did it. His facial expressions, he looks majorly scared.
Yes.
And they all did a great job because they weren't relaxed. They weren't being the stupid people who were like, oh, he'll be fine. They were like, Duncan, he's behind you, and maybe you should not be standing there.
Like, so, get out of the way.
Yeah. And he bends down to the dead body, and he's like, I wonder if they're all just walking around with corn syrup. And then he touches the chick who just got killed.
Was not corn syrup.
Tastes it, and he's like, oh, that's not. That's
I as well gagged when getting gagged.
Yeah. So he's standing there as Billy comes up on him, and sure enough, Billy gets him in the side with the machete. And at this point, they all run. They don't try to save Duncan. They book it, as well they should.
Yes.
Duncan got, we gotta go. So they run back to the camp and find themselves in a loop. They run in one direction. This was another cool...
The loop, yep.
Camera, yeah. They run, and it shows the black guy saying, hey, you're gonna miss the camp. And then the other girl goes, you're back! And they do that about 3 times.
Yeah.
So they realize that they're trapped in they can't get away from this camp.
Right.
Blake, that's his name. I didn't want to call him the black guy, but his name was Blake.
to be fair, he was.
He was the black guy, but still.
There was only one.
The hitchhiker guy was also black, which was interesting. He was the hunky hiker, was his name, played by Reg Robb, and he was pretty hunky.
Oh, okay. Why do I not remember the hitchhiker guy?
I mean, he could get it in the woods. Look at him.
Oh, yes. See, I didn't... Oh, I guess he was... Oh, you said hitchhiker. I think he was just a hiker.
Oh, hiker. What? Yeah.
Two very different things. One is very athletic. One is not.
A hitchhiker could be athletic.
I mean, I'm not saying they can't be. I'm just saying they're not athletic as Reg Robb. And has put in some time at a
museum.
So.
So this movie actually,
if you're listening, and we know that you are, Jen is available for.
You can come on the show.
You can come on the show. You can take Jen out on a date. Really,
either one.
Both.
Always both is an option. This movie goes pretty quickly. Like,
yes.
When you think about it, it's very, very fast. It's an hour 30 clean, hour 31. You don't feel like it's too long. You don't feel like it's too short. The pacing is good. There's not a lot of downtime.
So then they try to remember what Duncan has said, and Duncan was like, sick by Paula, she killed him, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Oh, that part was weird. I didn't like when he was telling them how. I was like, they've seen the movie. Why are you explaining to them how she kills him? Like, they've not seen this movie before.
Because he's an ultimate fanboy. He thinks he's the only person who knows best about this movie.
Like, you know.
Confusing.
Like my mom is in this movie. I've seen it.
Right. Well, that would have been my point.
Yeah.
I'm aware of how the final girl in my mother's movie kills him.
Thanks, Duncan.
Thanks.
So,
she was actually very kind to him about his fanboy.
Oh, yeah.
Ed Muffin.
I wouldn't have stood. I would have been talking.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
would have not had it.
Yeah, I would not be able to let him feel like he was the expert. I'd be like, I'm sorry. My mom's in the movie, so there's not much you can tell me. But she was nice. I'm not that nice.
Think about it.
Oh, this is when they tell the story. So they're like, you got to tell him about Billy.
Right.
And so Malin Ackerman snaps into her flashback telling the story of what happens. And this is another cool scene.
Flashback! Flashback!
And so it starts dripping black and white everywhere, and they're looking around like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
And so they end up in the flashback, which this is a plot hole that I will talk about later. So the four of them end up, was it four of them or five of them? Five of them end up in the flashback, and we see how Billy was mistreated. They threw
firecrackers? That was horrible.
Yeah, firecrackers. They threw firecrackers. They locked him in the outhouse.
That was worse than what happened to Jason.
Oh, yeah.
It was just an accident.
They just weren't watching.
Honestly, you deserve to get got.
So
like,
terrible.
When Billy comes back, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna come back.
That tracks when you treat someone like shit like that. Like, he had to lock himself in the outhouse, and then they threw firecrackers in, lit and threw firecrackers into the outhouse. So he ends up with third-degree burns. She said all he could feel was to distract himself from the pain. He would just sit there and think about eking revenge, and then later he makes himself a mask, which the mask looked like a Hawaiian totem pole thing. It was an interesting choice.
I thought so. Yes, very, very unique choice. But also remember that this was a 12-year-old making that choice.
Ah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, are we taking that was his original mask from day one? Because then...
Yeah, probably.
I mean, we could have upgraded. Jason upgrades. You can always upgrade.
Because he started out with a bag over his head or something.
Yeah.
Then upgrades to
the last sack.
So he goes, Billy goes, kills the counselors that made fun of him, and now legend has it that he still lives in the woods and comes back to kill counselors. Now, why we are still coming back to this camp?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You killed who you needed to kill.
But as a counselor, I'd be like, well, legend or not, I don't need to be there.
Well, here's the thing. Murders actually happened.
So yeah.
Let's not go.
Nope, no need for us to be there. I like how when they started the flashback, when they first get to it, and the car pulls up and it says summer 19, I think it was 52, 1952, one of them numbers. But the letters and the numbers of summer 52 were actually physically there, and they had to, like, step over them. I love that.
That was very cute.
So they come back from the flash. Oh! When he kills, when Billy kills one of the counselors in the flashback, the blood splatters onto Gertie.
Yeah.
Splatters onto Gertie. So they come back from the flashback. All the counselors that are in the movie look at them and freak out and start to run.
Right.
Which I thought was interesting. I was like, wow, it didn't take much to scare them because Gertie just had blood on her face and they peaced out. So in all the panic, Paula has already gotten there. Paula's come.
Right.
She's supposed to be the final girl of the movie. She's kind of badass. And why can't I remember Adam Devine's name in this ever?
You don't like him.
Ah.
Got it for you.
Kurt. I got it. Kurt.
Kurt.
Kurt jumps in the car with Paula and they're just she's trying to get the hell out of there. In the middle of it, Duncan pops out of nowhere and is like, I'm alive. And then Paula proceeds to hit him with the car. It was sad. And
very sad.
Paula hits the tote, like the, you know, they have like the, and I'm not saying this to you. I'm describing it. She hits they have the camp signs. It's like the arc that you go under when you're driving in. She hits that pole head on. Kurt flies through that windshield in a horrible death. Just legs.
Jack was not sad about it.
No, legs over the head.
Yeah.
We missed the whole part where they're trying to tell everyone not to have sex. They're like, we just have to keep everybody from having sex with each other because if you have sex in the movie, you die. So.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because Chris talks to Kurt and is like, oh, man, it sucks that all the girls here are busted. And right. He's like, they are not busted, my man.
Yeah.
And they're trying to, yeah, she has to stop her mom from having sex with Kurt, which, I can't even imagine. Which,
yes, I mean, everybody should be stopping their moms from having sex
with Kurt. It's true. Can you imagine someone, though, that looks like Malin Ackerman losing their virginity to someone like Kurt? No. No, ma'am. You have so many other options. That's the other thing that made it a little unbelievable. I'm like, Malin Ackerman trying to lose her virginity to Adam Devine. No, I'm not here for it.
No. So you would have preferred a hunkier man.
Yeah, and just someone I could take a little bit more seriously. Not like a lot, but just a little bit more, who took it a little more seriously because it was still supposed to be a legit horror movie. So you can do bad acting, but still... Bad actors are usually trying to take it too serious.
You know who would have been good?
Who?
Who's that really hunky one? He was in High School Musical.
Oh, Zac Efron.
Yeah.
Yes. That would have
been some good casting. How could we couldn't have gotten Zac, guys?
Agree. And he was the right age at that time, too. This
right.
Was like,
I'm trying to think of people who would have been the right age. And he absolutely would have been.
Yeah, that he would have played the shit out of that, and he would have played it seriously. Mm-hmm. Agreed. And then you could see why Malin Ackerman would be like, "Oh, I'm gonna lose my virginity to this guy,"
because every woman in the world wants to lose.
Right, right. He has the swag and the presence that I would believe that he was the hunky dude of the camp.
Yeah.
And I feel like Adam Devine's acting is more 2000, like it's very 2000s acting.
Right.
The being extra and the,
he's a millennial and we all know it.
Yeah, he's not, he doesn't hide it very well. He doesn't pass for being in the 80s. It's like, no, everything, all of his humor is definitely 2000s type humor.
Yeah.
So yes, Zac Efron would have been amazing. Now reboot it and have everybody the same, make it exactly the same, but just have Zac Efron in it.
You just want Zac.
That's a reboot I want. They fail at trying to get everybody to not have sex, and I do love Chris and Kurt's conversation, though. It's so funny. He's like, look at these chicks, and Chris is like, yeah, but look at the articles. Let's read the articles.
Chris is like, so many good articles.
He's like, just let's not have, it's like, oh, all these girls are busted. I'm just too bad we're not going to have sex with any of them, and Kurt's like, no, I'm having sex with all of them. And then he talks about Max, and that's when Chris loses his cool threatens him.
Yes, which I loved.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. He was very cute. He was a very likable guy in this.
Yes.
Movie. It's great. And so then fast forward back to Kurt flies out of the car. Paula's hit this column, and they're like, Paula, don't move. Doesn't matter if she moves, because her car explodes immediately.
Yeah.
And she's done.
So they all are back in the thing, and they're trying to decide who the new final girl should be. And we find out that Max is indeed the only virgin left, except for, her mother.
Yes.
So they decide they are going to take him on. They're taking Billy on as a team. Mother, daughter.
Because her mom was supposed to die, because her mom was a shy girl who gives it up to Kurt.
Right.
And they were supposed to die while they were having sex.
Yeah.
And I do like that they can hear the killer's music. It sounds like Jason music, but it's like a ch-ch-ch-ch. Yep. And every time they hear that, they know the killer's coming.
Yes.
So, and they've tied Tina up. They've got her in a life vest and oven mittens.
It's on her hands. Keep your clothes on, Tina!
That's great. Like, ma'am, you can't even keep your clothes on for like 5 minutes. Like, that's a little extreme.
Somehow she gets a hold of all the Adderall.
Oh, Lord.
All the Adderall. Which I don't think it would have had that effect. I think she would have been knocked out on her ass, but that's just me.
Is Adderall an upper? I don't even know.
I'm not sure.
No, I think it's an upper because I think people take it to like stay up and stay energetic to do stuff. I don't know. I don't know drugs, so. Don't know drugs, but.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah. So Chris comes up with a plan.
While they're prepping the plan, Tina takes all the
Tina finds what's her name's Adderall and takes the whole bottle. They're really patronizing to Tina. It's hilarious. When she calls them Tic Tacs, I'm like, at this point, why are you calling them Tic Tacs? First of all, she doesn't know what Adderall is. None of them do. So right. we can just call them Adderall. That's fine.
Yeah, just call them drugs. Maybe if you had called them what they were, she wouldn't have taken 30.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe if you had told her they were a dangerous drug.
Yeah. Or maybe she was trying to not say that it was a drug, because people who do drugs in movies in the 80s also die.
Oh, maybe.
But if that were the case, they should have said that, because that would have been a cool
thing
to add. But I think she was just being patronizing to Tina. So they set up this whole booby trap situation, and when they're ready, Chris says, release the beast. And somehow Tina takes, they're not sure Tina should be doing this. And she's like, I got it. I can do this. I got it.
So, yeah. She's ready.
Yeah.
Super ready. Very focused on showing.
What is it? Cherry Pie song?
Yep.
Cherry Pie. Man, she comes out to the doorway and just goes for it full on. And I, the way she was doing it, I was like, she is so extra. And I was like, you know what? She is stripping like someone on Adderall. I was like, she did an excellent job.
Yeah.
She was going so hard.
So hard.
She's ripping the gloves off with her teeth and just going at it. And which, of course, summons the slasher because.
Right. But she's so focused, she doesn't realize he's coming right at her, and she needs to get out of the way. And she
kind of ran because he was far away at first, and then she lifted her shirt, and it looked like she ran immediately. But he was right there.
Yeah, the boobs called him, and he killed her immediately.
No, he didn't kill her. She tripped over the thing.
Oh yes.
Yeah, so she falls for the first booby trap, literally. She trips over the string, which that was not great planning on their part. She trips over the thing, lands into the bear trap. Again, we don't really even see this kill. Like, you barely know what happens.
But in not my very... head, it's bad.
Oh, yeah. Like, clean off.
Bear trap. Add that to the list of things I don't want to die from.
Yeah, not to the face. Not a bear trap to the face.
Oh, you'd prefer a bear trap to some other part of your body.
No, that's just number one. Like, because another part of your body, also, you might not die.
Okay.
Bear trap to the face, you're definitely going to die.
Gotcha.
So, Chris, they get over this very quickly. They're not concerned about Tina.
Listen, you can't fight this.
They don't have time.
You don't got time.
So Chris yells, let the something go. Cut the rope.
Oh.
So Gertie cuts it, a canoe comes down, hits Billy into the back of the door, because they've shut the door behind him, hits him onto these antlers.
Yep, which was very, very good to see. And then, now at this point, she's supposed to get the machete and kill him. But that doesn't happen.
Nope.
Somehow Billy gets off the antlers, which...
He just jumps. He was just like, jump. What's his name? Blake goes to try to grab the machete. Why he does this so slowly, I don't understand. Like, he just goes and then slowly reaches, and of course, machete to the stomach, and he's dead.
Yep.
So, then this is where that's where the camera angles start flying around, which is pretty cool. And that's when Billy jumps off the door, and they're all trying to run.
Yes. They get to a secondary outbuilding.
No, wait, don't they go upstairs first? They go upstairs. They get Gertie to run upstairs, and then they fire arrows.
Fire arrows, yes.
Why is it not spreading? Like, how did all the fire just stay in the arrow spaces?
I don't know.
I was like, that's unfair. So, so they run upstairs. I like how they staggered it. So it was like Gertie and, what's her name? Gertie and Vicky run upstairs.
Right.
And then the three, and then Chris... Amanda and Max stay downstairs and fire arrows. Then when they run upstairs, Gertie and Vicky are ready with the next trap and they run past them. So it's like a you go, we go.
Yeah.
It was a good plan. Except of course it doesn't work out that way.
No. It does not. And Max has been stabbed and Amanda.
Well, hold on. When they're upstairs, Vicky and Gertie get the bookcase crushed on them, and they're supposed to pull the bucket of, I guess it's lighter fluid or something, something flammable. It's not going, so the other three are going out the window, and they look back. Gertie gets stabbed in the back with the machete through the bookcase, which is pretty awful.
Yes.
And so Vicky is also trapped, and she looks at Max and says, it's okay, you can leave us. You can't help us. So she and Chris go out the window. Vicky manages to, now, of course, the bucket works, drops on him, explodes, and the three of them are outside on the grass, and now they're moving in slow motion.
So much slow-mo in this movie.
And she's like,
talking about it.
Yeah, she's like, we're in slow motion. And so, of course, Billy jumps out of the window in flames and is now chasing them through the woods. And they go to jump into this puddle, and they're basically trapped, and Billy's coming up on them. And they're like, oh my God, flashback, flashback.
Right.
This is the loophole. Not loophole. The plot hole. Malin Ackerman starts, Amanda starts the flashback. The black and white starts dripping, and they are transported to the flashback. The first time, they were the only ones, The heroes were transported. So I don't. So Malin Ackerman or Amanda should not have been transported into the flashback, right?
I believe that because Malin was stopped from having sex, her character was then changed into a hero.
But they were never a part of the movie. That's why they transported.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think it changed once they were told what was happening.
Oh, it could be. That could be it. But then the flasher guy also. But then Billy was transported also.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
a plot hole.
Yeah.
It's a plot hole that I didn't even notice. I clearly chose to ignore that.
I was like, wait. I was like, that saves them, but she shouldn't, her and Billy shouldn't be in the flashback. So, one plot doesn't destroy the movie. It's just, I was like, well, how does that work? Because it didn't happen that way before.
Right.
But anyway, it's okay. It doesn't ruin it. So now this is when they end up, they find, oh, they're in the flashback again, and they follow Billy this time. Right after he leaves the outhouse, they follow him to his shack or whatever. So now they know where he's at when they come back from the flashback. And when they come back, then he grabs Amanda. I think he stabs Chris at this point, right?
Grabs him. No, this is when Max gets stabbed.
Oh, okay. I thought she got stabbed in the shack when they're in the, because when they come back from the flashback, they're still in the woods.
Yes. Whenever they're in the shack is when she gets stabbed.
And then he grabs Amanda and takes her off to the shack. And then Max goes to the shack and finds all the bodies of the counselors.
Right.
And then Amanda's tied up. He didn't kill her.
Right. Oh, yeah, because he says, I know where he took her.
Yeah.
Right. She gets stabbed, but they do manage to stab Billy with the machete, which should have worked, except Amanda says, I was supposed to die. I haven't died. The movie will never end.
Mm.
She goes out and sacrifices herself because at this point, she knows that Max grows up to be her daughter in real life. They have that conversation. Jen, you have to take it because I'm going to start crying.
Yeah. So they're in the church. They're having a conversation about, she's telling her, oh, you're actually my mom in real life. And because Amanda was saying how she wanted to, like when she wanted to have the family and stuff. They said this earlier. And then this is the moment when Amanda says, well, I have to go because I wasn't supposed to be here anyways. She's basically saying, you need to live. You're the final girl. And Max is like, I wanted to save you. And she says, no, you did save me by being here and making me feel like I'm a real person. And so, she tells her, I love you. And then Amanda says, your mom knows that, like wherever she is, she knows that she loves you. And then this is when she goes, walks out of the church and then starts to unbutton her shirt to summon Billy. Because if she strips, then he's going to come to get her. So, which is a very touching scene. It's very, very sweet, especially because this movie is about the mother-daughter relationship. So it's interesting. So she does the dance and she dances. They play Betty Davis Eyes, which was the song that they were singing in the car in the beginning. Yeah. So while she's doing that, she turns, which is a little weird, but she wasn't totally stripping, but she was looking at Max. And so they're having the mother-daughter moment of her dancing and you know, she's basically saying it's going to be okay. And then she blows her a kiss. Billy comes, just gets her.
Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah. In the back. And at that moment, Max is revived. She's no longer in pain. She can stand up and she's like, all right, I'm gonna kill this fucker now.
Right.
Chris is lying there. He got stabbed or whatever, so he's looking at her and he's like, go get him. Which I was like, he should technically have to be dead also, but it's fine. I guess it's just a girl thing. So she goes out and they have a pretty, it's a good fight.
Yes.
The choreography on this fight was pretty cool.
Yeah. She's doing some backflips, some jumps, some
sliding.
She is making it work. She is going to take this bastard down.
And she does. She throws a knife at her. She does the slide and bend backwards thing. And eventually she gets the drop on him and she chops his head off.
Yes.
Clean off.
And her and Chris are then standing and the credits are...
It's cool. Rolling in the sky, so I look up and the credits are rolling.
Yes.
Pretty funny.
They wake up in a hospital, and everybody else is now in the hospital, too.
Pulls the curtain back, and all their friends that had died are there.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, we hear they're like, wait, where are we? And we hear the Billy music, and they look out into the hallway, and we see Gizmo.
Yeah. He's like, oh, no.
We're like,
and the doctor and the nurse are trying to
still have that lying around.
Yeah,
and he goes, oh, we're in the sequel.
He's like, oh, of course, the sequel. And Duncan's excited because he's an idiot. And
who died in the first one in the first 5 minutes? You ain't making the sequel. You ain't making it.
Why are you excited about this?
We're about to die again, dumbass.
And then it says Bloodbath, Cruel Summer. The title comes up, Bloodbath 2, Cruel Summer. And they play the music. It's pretty awesome. And then Max grabs...
We have Bloodbath 2, Final Girls 2, Cruel Summer. Zac Efron. Can we have Zac Efron in that one?
Please. Please can we. I might write Final Girls 2. I might try to write that shit. And I'm going to say, and I only want it made if Zac Efron is in it. And if I'm Zac Efron's girlfriend.
Our dear friend Joe Russo.
Yes.
Anyone I will take
it. It could be a Netflix exclusive.
Yes.
Sequels Netflix go to streaming.
We're selling you this idea immediately.
Oh, my God. I'm going to write it. I mean, it looks, And then Max grabs a weapon and just charges towards Billy, and then the real credits roll. And it's such a, I love that ending, because it's like, oh.
Max is like, I'm not fucking going through this again. Men in this movie in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. It was really well done. I thought, I really felt the relationship between Max and Amanda, too. They were very good as mother-daughter. Mm-hmm. Like, even just the first 5 minutes that you get of them as actual mother-daughter is very good. You can tell.
And
like,
you can see why she would be upset, like, why her mom was important to her.
Yes. Yeah. You can
that
see.
That they were a duo.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's one of my newer favorite slasher horror movies, I would say. Like I said, I had, and this is why you can't judge a book by its cover, people. I avoided it.
By
poster. And I think you're right. Because of who Adam Devine is, I assumed his level of campiness from everybody. And if it had been everybody, I would have noped out of this movie in 20 seconds. And I think I assumed, because he was cast, that was the vibe they were going for from everyone.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. And he died pretty quick in the movie.
Much to Jen's delight, because she couldn't handle it any longer.
I'd say 10 out of 10 for me.
10 out of 10, yeah. Yeah, no, it's excellent.
To me, it's another one of those kind of love letters to horror fans.
Yeah.
Because it knows what it is. And again, it's not, don't watch it for the kills, because the kills are not interesting. There's little to no blood.
The relationships in this one that are interesting.
The
relationships, the one-liners, the friendships.
I like the colors. It's very colorful. Yeah. It's very bright. Well done, but do not watch it for kills and violence, because it has none of that. So it's more of a horror movie fan movie.
Yes.
Than an actual horror movie.
Yeah, and it's very, but I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's very good. Just don't go into it expecting regular slasher type.
No, not at all.
But it's on Roku channel right now, which you can get Roku channel without a Roku. You just have to sign up for an account. Don't make that mistake. So, but we'll have ads.
If you don't have a streaming player and you are looking for one, I highly recommend it. My Fire Stick always glitched out on me, and my Roku never does.
Yeah.
So if you have not purchased one yet and you are in the market, I do. I have the Roku, and I can't say enough. It's a very good product.
It's very stable. I have Roku. I have Roku and Chromecast.
Okay.
I enjoy the Chromecast, but I think they're still getting glitches. Like, if it ran perfectly the way it's supposed to, it would be amazing, because it will show you on the homepage. It'll show you continue watching on different platforms. So you'll have your HBO Max continue watching. You'll have one from Paramount. Like, so everything is on there at once, rather than, because Roku, you don't know. You have to go into Netflix to see your continue watching. So that's the one good thing about Chromecast. But they're both great. I have both, and I like them both. Roku.
What I do love about the Roku, too, is there's a button to help you find your remote.
Ooh.
Because your girl loses her remote a lot.
I lost my Chromecast remote for months. Could not find. I had to use my phone.
Oh, these remotes are so small.
The
remotes of old
that were like huge. You were not gonna lose that sucker.
You were pressing multiple buttons to get to what? Oh wait. No, Derek is a feminine listener, and Derek knows what I'm talking about. He knows.
Nobody else knows. Derek knows what you're talking about.
Him and Brent know about the multiple switch remote.
Oh yeah. Oh my
Nobody
god.
Nobody under 40 knows, but
the Chromecast remote is smaller than the Roku remote, and I lost it. And it doesn't
get any smaller.
I'm not TV.
I used to have Apple TV, and that remote.
Oh, that one is that
smaller than my finger. I swear.
I'd say bye to that one.
And this I'm one, not 6'5". I don't have large hands, people.
I lost it. I lost it for months. I found it the other day. Literally, it's been gone for months. And the other day, I was looking under my bed for something, and lo and behold, the Chromecast remote just appeared out of nowhere. And I was like, oh. I've been looking for it. I almost bought it. I was like, as soon as I buy a new one, I will find the old one, because that's always what happens. And I, a couple days earlier, had almost purchased the new remote because I was tired of using my phone. And then I was like, the force was so strong in me wanting to buy a new one that that the universe knew that, so I found it anyway. But yeah, they should all have trackers on them.
Yes.
Especially if you're trying to make them smaller like that. My Roku doesn't have that button.
It's right on this. It's not on the remote. It's on the Roku itself.
That makes sense. Duh.
It's on the left.
Press it on the remote.
Right-hand side.
Huh. I'll have to see if mine has that.
I'm sure it does.
Because mine's an older. Mine's like older.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if they had that then. It was like 2015.
Oh, no. I just bought mine this year, so.
Oh, yeah. Mine. They probably just realized that they needed that.
Yeah. Because too many people named Alicia.
So,
time, guys, it is in the couch cushions.
Yeah.
Yep. Or under my butt, as my husband yells. Under your butt. It's not under my butt. And then I stand up.
And it's under your butt.
Because all my anxiety is a doozy, y'all. This ass is hella juicy. So sometimes I don't feel stuff.
It happens.
It happens. So, as we alluded to last time, we are going to be taking a hiatus because, guys, fingers crossed, my closing is next week. waiting to get an exact closing date. And but moving cross country is going to be just a little rocky for perhaps a month or so, I would say. And so we're going to go on hiatus, just pretend we're a sitcom and just listen to some reruns, people. I don't know what to tell you. You know, we need some time off and we're going to take it.
Yeah.
But we want to say thank you to all of you for listening this season. It's been a fun one. I feel like we've done a lot of fun movies this season.
Oh, yeah. Final Girls for our final episode for this season. I like it.
Yes. And until next season, stay scared, our friends.
Yeah, love you guys.
Love yous. Bye.